You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Welcome back to the E-Man After Show. I'm excited and delighted that you guys would join me again on another Sunday afternoon over here on We Talk Radio Network. I am E-Man. It is 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. A shout out to all of the listeners that's coming in over on the network, We Talk Radio Network. Thank you to all of you that calls in to the E-Man After Show. I am excited to be here tonight. Just finished up a great show over on Blog Talk Radio. It's called Mandy the Mentor Show. And we rushed over to the E-Man Studios, and Mandy's in the building. Hello, Mandy.
Hello, hello, everyone.
Yeah, we're excited that you guys would join us for another episode of the E-Man After Show. I'm just appreciative that you would come on and jump into conversation with us tonight. This is where we men come around the domino table and we have a conversation. And for the last few weeks, we've been talking about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Yes. And so I'm excited about that. We've just been in great conversation. So I want to thank you guys that tune in. I want to thank you guys over on the network. I want to thank the founder, Ms. Kia Davis, who has an awesome network over here on We Talk Radio Network, been thriving for 11 years and kicking strong. And so tonight we're broadcasting down in Dallas, Texas. And listen, if you want to talk to E-Man tonight, you can call me here at 563-999-3456. And you can join the conversation. You know, you can hit option one. That puts you into the conversation, because we're going to kind of somewhat finish up our this series, I call it, that I've been doing over here on We Talk Radio. I've been talking about DEI because I think it's a very important conversation, Mandy, for us to have. And tonight, I got a big six question I'm going to put out there. We're going to tap into it a little bit. We're going to tap into some other news that's been going on around the city of Dallas. I know you guys probably have been keeping up with the somewhat tragedy we have had over there at Timberview High School, the shooting. We kind of understand that's been going on. And then all the sports that's been going on, the Cowboys beat today. And so we're excited about that. Those of you around the world on the network, listen, the Cowboys beat today.
Right.
And we're excited about that. But, Mandy, we are now.
Everyone, October the 30th this year, 2021, you want to save the date. It's the Hills on the Move to Hill. That's Hill, H-E-L-L-S, on the Move to Hill, H-E-A-L, 4th Annual Charity Shoe Fashion Show.
Mm-hmm.
It's a virtual event. It starts at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. For more information, you can go to hillsonthemovetohill.org. Once again, that's October the 30th at 5 p.m. Hills on the Move to Hill Charity Shoe Fashion Show.
And, you know, Mandy, we modeled in that fashion show.
Right. Awesome. It's awesome, guys.
Yes, we're modeling in that fashion show, Mandy, and that event is coming up. But guess what, Mandy?
What?
I don't know if I told you that. Hills on the Move to Hill has a Hill Day. It has been officially October the 19th is Hills on the Move to Hill Day.
Right.
And so, I know we're going to be doing an event around October the 19th, you know, where you can sow into or you can give and you can support, you can donate to this awesome event that we're getting ready to do on the 30th of an awesome day.
And that's something you do not want to miss. And Hills on the Move to Hill, it is a 501c3,
mm-hmm.
right? So you guys can partake. You guys can give. To find out more information, go to hillsonthemovetohill.org.
Yes. And so we're excited about that. We got any more announcements, Mimi?
Yes. Now, as you guys know, it is Hispanic Heritage Month. Shout out to all of our Hispanic brothers and sisters.
Yes. Shout out to all Hispanic brothers and sisters out there. Yes, we salute you. We celebrate you. And so appreciative that to you guys that listen to the show. I run into quite a few of them, Mandy, and they have gave a lot of feedback. And so we want to thank all our Hispanic brothers because, you know, we want to just celebrate all ethnicities and
right.
all races. And guess what, man?
What?
Guess what today is?
What is today?
Pastor Appreciation Day.
It is. It is. Shout out to all the pastors out there that
yes.
are listening.
Yes. Shout out to all the pastors. It's Pastor Appreciation Day. If you haven't appreciated your pastor, you might, well, what is it, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time? But around the world, it's 1 o'clock. Around the world, somewhere else, it's probably 3 o'clock.
Right.
It's different time zones. So if you got time to shout your pastor out, you ought to shout him out because today is National Pastor Appreciation Day.
It is.
I appreciated both of my pastors. I mean, I appreciated several pastors today.
Yes.
I appreciated Bishop T.D. Jake. Saw him today and just tried to put a bear hug on him. Say, how you doing, Bishop? Ain't you know, I hugged him real good today, and then I rushed over from his church and from Potter's House Church and went over to another church, Pastor Schaffner. You know, we appreciated him today, Mandy.
Right.
And I just want to appreciate Pastor Marvin Blackwell, Pastor Frederick Douglass Haynes III, French and West down here in Dallas, Pastor Marvin Davis, you know, just a lot of great pastors that I have the honor and serving, Mandy. So appreciate today to all of you. Hope you got something good.
Right.
Yeah, because they do a lot for the community and do a lot for the body of Christ.
They do. They do. They pour out often. A lot of times they spend more time with people sometimes than they do with their own families. And that's to be commended, you know, when you give so much. So shout out to all of the pastors out there.
And even if you're a lady pastor, shout out to Pastor Cheryl Brady over in Frisco. She does the Potter's House, you know, love her to death. And shout out to, even if you're a lady pastor, you know, shout out to you also.
Yeah, shout out to you.
All the pastors. Pastor Appreciation Day. You know, shout your pastor out.
Shout your pastor.
You can call us up here at 563-999-3456 if you just want to shout out your pastor tonight. You can do that.
That's right.
You can do that. So we're so appreciative to all of the pastors out there that you know what you do. And so, guys, we excited about what's going on over here at We Talk Radio. Listen, we got a website that you guys can go to, www.wetalkradio.com. You know, we're on all social media. You can check out everything that's on the network. But we have a YouTube channel.
Right.
We're pushing this YouTube channel. It's We Talk Radio Network. Yes, you can like, you can make a comment, you can share. But we would love for you to subscribe.
Right.
It gives you all the details, all the things that's going on over here on We Talk Radio.
Yeah, so make sure you subscribe to the channel for the latest updates, all the shows, and just information that you would want to know.
Yes, you need to go to the website. There's a lot of great things that's going on over on We Talk Radio, a lot of things coming up. Shout out to the founder, Ms. Kia Davis. You know, just an awesome one. You know, just one of the so appreciative because We Talk Radio has been around in existence for 11 years.
Right.
Yeah. So, yes. And so we thank you guys that listen. We thank you guys that's calling in, standing by on the phone lines. I want to thank all. Listen, I just come off your Mandy show. Had a great show over on Blog Talk Radio. Got a lot of great things going over there on Blog Talk Radio. And we just rushed out of your show to do this show. And I'm so appreciative that you guys would join me in another conversation. This is where we men come around the domino table, and we have conversations. For the last few weeks, Mandy, can I do a little recap, Mandy?
Right.
Yeah. For the last few weeks, we've been talking about DEI,
mm-hmm.
diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Mandy, why don't you tell us a little bit about what that means?
Yeah. So, for the diversity portion, it is the presence of differences. It can be race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, ethnicity, nationality. It's a number of things, right, that makes us different. And for the equity part, it's about promoting justice and fairness in the workplace, in all organizations. And we all know the inclusion part, it's about everyone being invited.
Yes. And so for the last few shows, I think the first one we did, we DEI and men of color.
Mm.
And then we talked about DEI and the church.
Yes.
We didn't talk about that. That was last week. We didn't talk about it. It's in the church. We say and the church.
And the church.
How can relate to the church. And that time. Well, great conversation. We had different ones calling in, and we want to appreciate all your comments. And so tonight we're going to end it up with D.I. and the woman.
Yes, how it relates to women.
Yes, it should be for a great conversation. Us men, we're going to let you set the tone, man. That us men going to sit around the domino table, and we're going to try to have a conversation. I think these kind of conversations is very well needed. It's very prevalent in the land today.
Yes.
And we need to continue to have these kind of conversations. So that's what the E-Man After Show is all about. We want you guys to continue to join us. We want you guys to write in, tell us your opinion, tell us what you want us to talk about. But we got to take a break, Mandy. And when we come out of the break, we're going to bring some of the fellas around the domino table tonight. And we're going to talk about DEI and women.
All right, so guys, keep it locked. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to The Sound.
I'm going to make a change for once in my life. Gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collarboard, my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street with not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them?
Oh, well, deep in Talk Radio Network is the fastest growing online talk and music radio station broadcasting the highest quality shows available on the web. We talk, we listen, we take action, using our unique services to inform, inspire, entertain, educate, and connect our diverse audience to the global marketplace. Over 15 radio personalities make up the 11 shows that broadcast to over 100,000 listeners around the globe. Currently streaming on WeTalkRadio.com, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Offering a wide variety of shows and services, WeTalk Radio has something for everyone. Tune in, follow us on social media, or visit our website at www.WeTalkRadio.com.
Oh, yes, we're back. We're back. We're back in the building. It is the E-Man After Show. So excited and delighted that you guys would join me for another episode over here on We Talk Radio. Yes, just played the famous Michael Jackson, Make That Change, and kind of great segue, man, because that's what we're talking about is change.
Right.
DEI is all about change, you know, sitting around the table, making the decisions to try to make a change.
Yes, yes. And we know in order to make changes, we must first acknowledge and address the issues at hand.
Yes. And so great song by Michael Jackson, the late great Michael Jackson, Make That Change. Well, we're back here on the E-Man After Show. We see you guys on the phone line. Listen, if you want to talk to E-Man and join the conversation tonight with the panel, we have some women, we have some men around the panel tonight. We want to talk about DEI and how it relates to women. And so we so appreciate that you guys will join us tonight. You can call us here at 563-999-3456. Hit option one. It's signal me and let me know you want to get into the conversation. And let's have a conversation. Let's have a dialogue tonight. See, the fellas are standing by on the phone lines. And where we do this show is we come in on a big six question. So my big six question tonight, let me put big six. That's big six. And my big six question tonight is DEI. And I love the woman. And so, Mandy, you're in this conversation tonight. You right. Coming in on the domino? Because you play dominoes with us.
That's right. That's right. You already know. 6'3".
Oh, you want to come in on 6'3",
huh?
That's right. Oh, wow. You get 15 points. That puts you into the conversation. And so let's see if we can bring some of these fellas up in the conversation. Let me bring last four numbers, 4875. You're on with E-Man. Hello, who is this?
It's Anthony.
Hey, Anthony, what domino you coming in on, sir?
6'2".
Anthony won 5 points.
I need 5 points.
Yes, sir. That puts you into the conversation. Let's see if we can bring this other caller up, 3900. 3900, you're on with E-Man. Hello, who is this?
Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne, how you doing, man?
Good. Yeah, just spin a domino for me.
Okay, we're going to put a domino out there for you. We're going to put 6'5". That's going to put you in for 10 points, Dwayne.
10 points.
That puts you into the conversation, sir. And so Mandy came in on 15, and Anthony got 5 points, and Dwayne got 10 points. That allowed us to come into the conversation. We see you other guys on the phone line, the numbers that I don't recognize, you have to hit option one. That signal me and let me know you want to join the conversation. If not, we think you're just sitting there listening, which is that is quite all right with us. You're listening to the E-Man After Show on We Talk Radio. This is where we talk, we listen, and we take action right here on the E-Man After Show. Well, fellas, tonight I got a big six question that I put out there. I want to talk about DEI and how it relates to women. Mandy, let me do a little recap because Mandy's going to set the stage for us being a woman. But we've been in previous conversations. We started this conversation out, DEI, it's diversity, equity, and exclusion. Inclusion. In other words, we're including you in the conversation.
Right.
And so, Mandy, kind of tell us a little bit about what DEI means.
Yeah. So, you know, when we think about diversity, we're thinking about our differences, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when we're relating it tonight to women, we want to talk about embracing our differences, whether it's different in nationality, difference in background, socioeconomic status, you know, life experiences, age,
right,
skin tone,
mm-hmm,
you know, accepting each other, realizing when it comes to equity that we are all equal and that we all should include one another.
But equity don't mean equal, right?
Right.
And so that's kind of somewhat what a twist come in at, because
it's more so like promoting justice,
yes,
impartiality,
mm-hmm,
fairness. So
yes,
giving you the opportunity.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we're talking about, fellas, on tonight. And so because I got the guys on the line, and so that's what we're talking about tonight, how it relates to a woman. So, man, why don't you tell us in your own way, what does that really mean to you, how it relates to a woman?
How it relates to a woman. It just relates to how we view each other as a whole. You know, doesn't matter what walk of life we're from, you know,
mm-hmm,
how do we see one another, how we treat each other, how we engage with each other, who's invited to the party, you know, are you not invited to the party because maybe you don't look like me. One of the things that I noticed, Iman, when
mm-hmm
it comes to sometimes groups of people and cliques, and more than men, it seems to me that women have cliques. They like to be cliqued up.
Okay.
But women normally, and this is not always the case, but I have witnessed this, where women of the same skin tone will clique up together, you know,
right,
and it's weird to me, right?
Uh-huh.
Because at the end of the day, you're still a person, you're still a woman. No, we still have something in common,
right?
You know, it may not be the same commonality, but it's something that we can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
So, at the end of the day, when I think about diversity, equity, and inclusion, I think about just coming together in agreement, you
mm-hmm
know, and making certain moves, being on one mind and one accord.
Right. Right. And so that's what we're talking about. If you women, you women out there on the network, you're on the phone lines, you want to join the panel and have this conversation, you're welcome to have this conversation, because I think it's very well needed. I think your opinion matter. And a lot of women are in different boardrooms. A lot of women are at the table, and their voice won't be heard, and they need to be heard.
It needs to be heard. Yes.
And not dependent on your skin tone.
Right, right. Or your socioeconomic status, that,
yes,
which would be your income, education, occupation.
Yeah, because some women look at some women, if they ain't carrying a certain bag, they won't fool with them.
Right, right. You may not make enough money for them, or they feel like, you know, you're beneath them.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, you know, we are all the same. You know, we may not look the same, but we're human, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we've heard this before, but I'll just reiterate. If I were to cut you, you're going to bleed blood, right?
Right.
Okay, so that's the stance point that we're coming from tonight.
Yes. And so we so appreciate you guys would join. Dwayne, tell me a little bit how you feel about that. DEI, how it relates to the woman.
Well, you know, I was here. I was thinking about what Mandy was saying. I was trying to put my own little spin on it. So
mm-hmm
I might have to come back to it.
Okay.
I personally, I always believe that, you know, women, like men, especially women, they're all equal. But I know that while growing up and coming through the age, I didn't have a problem dating. It didn't matter who I dated. But there was a lot of times black women would be like, well, why would you date a white girl? You
right
know? And I always felt that all girls, you know, should be included to the table, or there should be diversity amongst women.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you get a lot of pushback, especially with black women, when they date a white girl. So there, if you know, I didn't see a whole lot of diversity there.
Mm.
But you know, I'm listening to Sister Man, and I have to 100% agree with what she was talking about. So I'll come back in on it later.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for your opinion. Matter of fact, let me do this here, because it's just a conversation that we're having, and everyone's opinion matters. If you know anything about the E-Man After Show, you'll learn about this show. It's not so much of being politically correct and having the right answer. It's just a perspective. It's a perspective that we come from. It is a conversation, and everyone has opinion. So we try to somewhat allow everyone to speak their opinion because everyone has one. And so let me do this real quick, man, before we continue this conversation.
The opinions and views of our friends and guests does not reflect the opinions and views of the E-Man After Show and We Talk Radio Network.
Yes, I want to put that disclaimer out there. Why? Because, you know, we're relating and talking about DEI and the woman, how it relates to a woman. Because, you know, as I was listening to him, yes, I mean, Manda, how do it somewhat make, you know, a woman of color such as yourself when you see a brother dating a white woman or a Hispanic woman? Because, you know, you probably be in conversation where even that brother might say, you know, she treat me different.
Right.
You know, she's not combative. She's not arguing with me.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, I understand. And I've heard that. I've heard that from a guy that he has a white wife, right? And he's a black man. He stated that black women are argumentative, right? We're not submissive, you know,
right.
all these stereotypes.
Mm-hmm.
And that may be personal. That may be what they grew up seeing, right? But let me just go back and let me tap into that. So there, it's true. You do have some black women, they have an issue with the black brothers dating another race. And the reason why, one of the reasons why, let me say that this is our opinion.
Right,
so this
right.
is my opinion, is because a lot of times we're not included in the first place. So that's rejection
right.
to a lot of women. A lot of women will see a black man with a white woman. And you know how it is when you're looking from a distance. It seems great, right?
Right.
It seems like this man is good to that woman.
Right.
And she already feel like she's been rejected by her past relationship.
Right.
So a lot of times that's why black women see it that way. Not all the time, but a lot of times those that are against it, they see it that way because they haven't had that great experience in a relationship when it comes to a black man.
Yes, very well said. You know, because I've heard the same thing too. It kind of remind me somewhat of the movie Spike Lee did, School Days.
Oh yeah,
where you had the darker light, the darker women and the lighter women. Talk a bit, you know, talk a little bit about men.
Yeah. Because that's real in school, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You have the light-complected girls. You have friends, and friends are going to be friends. But when the drama came and when there was an issue, it was a boy situation, you had the light-complected girls competing against the dark-complected girls, right? And it was always something with skin tone. She's jealous of me because of the texture of my hair.
Right,
because
right.
I'm light-complected, you know, or, you know, whatever the case may be. Those are real life issues.
Right.
And
right.
I have seen where a person may have a different complexion where they did feel like they were the top pick. For some reason, we have been taught, not all of us, but some of us have been taught that white is right, light is right.
Yeah,
the lighter you are, the better you are. Why
right,
do you think
right.
we have people in the music industry, they're going out bleaching their skin? We have people that are, you know, of course, they're not everybody role model, but they're somebody role model.
Right.
They're going out bleaching their skin. For example, if I can go there, we have Lil' Kim, right?
Mm-hmm.
We've seen her walk. She had beautiful chocolate melanin, right? Chocolate skin. Now you look at her, she looks like she's from a different race.
Right, right.
Now, am I against someone coloring their skin? That's their prerogative. But it makes a statement. It makes a statement that I need to fit in. I need to be better. I'm accepted this way.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times with darker complected people, I know when I was in school, a lot of times they would, although boys are going to talk to whoever they want to talk to, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's
for
a
sure.
mind setting. It's confidence is what you've been taught.
Right.
Because a lot of the light complected young ladies, they were quicker to be, up in front in a guy's face versus
yeah.
the darker complected females, you
right,
know.
Right.
And we had some fast, you know, darker complected girls. But what I saw that the lighter complected, they were more confident.
Mm-hmm.
They just knew that she's going to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you let me tell you about this. Okay. So I was at work, and this is a true story.
Okay.
I was at work. It's just about 10, maybe 13 years ago. And it was a young girl, and I'll call her name because nobody knows her. Her name's Ashley.
Okay.
She was in the break.
Wonder what race she is.
She's black, but
okay.
She's a light complexion.
Okay.
Black, right?
Okay.
Beautiful young lady.
All right.
But she was in the break room, and she was talking to one of our other friends, Gina, who's Hispanic.
Okay.
And she was saying
diverse.
To her, yes, absolutely. She was saying to her, she was talking about a young lady in her family. She was like, "Well, her black self, blah blah blah." Then she looked at me. She had no offense, Amanda. She looked at me. She said, "No offense, Amanda, you know." And I told her, I said, I do not have a problem with my skin complexion. No offense taken, you know. But, and I said it that way because although it is offensive to be, you know, to use such, you know, terms. But at the same time, I was letting her know that a one person assessment of my skin complexion does not deem it not to be beautiful.
Right.
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 So, but people make differences, and in our bringing it in to our race, there's discrimination there where we're not equal, right? Within our own race.
Wow.
Because people are discriminating or discriminatory when it comes to the darker complexion, the lighter complexion, even hair, when it comes to a certain texture of hair, your eyes. I mean, you're deemed to be beautiful if you have hazel eyes, light brown eyes, other than dark brown.
Yes.
Anything but dark brown.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about DEI and the woman, how it relates to the woman. And you're listening to Mandy. She's a part of the E-Man After Show. And so we got to take a break. And we want to thank all you guys over on the network, on the phone lines. If you want to join this conversation, you want to, you know, give us your opinion, all ears. And because it's all DEI is awareness. And where we're like Michael Jackson said in his song, we're trying to make a change. And so if we're going to be diverse to hang with our Hispanic brothers and our Caucasian sisters, we got to see each other equal. Because what diversity, equity, and equal mean, I mean, inclusion mean, to me is very simple. It's being invited to a party and never asked to dance once you get to the party.
Right.
Why? You diverse to have me there, but you'll never ask me to dance. Same thing in the boardroom. You know, you invite me to the table, and all the chairs are the same.
Right.
But it's clear that we're not all equal because you don't allow me to make decisions.
That's right.
And so when it pertains to women, you know, we live in an era where women is making a lot of decisions now.
We are.
And so even with that, when you got women bosses against women bosses, we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we come out of the break. We got to take a break, guys. You're listening to the E-Man After Show. We'll be back with more of this right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
This song is entitled to the LP, which is entitled "Wake Up Everybody." I'm sure you will all agree that there are things that need to be done in this country today. So what I'd like for you to do is listen very carefully and see what you can do to lend a hand. Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed, no more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. You have to say they're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children to jump the very best you can. All the hair, they don't have so bad.
Talk Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Yep. Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We are back. We are back for another great evening down here in Dallas, Texas, where we broadcast this show in the E-Man Studios. Beautiful studios, huh, man?
Beautiful studio.
Yes, well, we're in the E-Man studios. We have some fellas standing by on the phone. I see you guys on the network. Well, we don't see you, but we know you're on the network that's listening. We see you on the phone line. Listen, if you want to join the conversation, we're having a discussion tonight where we're talking about DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
And how it relates to
women. And so, man, we got the fellow standing by when we left off. You know, you was explaining, and it kind of brought me to this kind of conversation, a question that I had for you.
Okay.
When you talk about DEI and age with a woman.
Right. So, well, Eman, did you know that 58% of workers notice that age biases happens when a person enters their 50s?
Okay.
As far as women, right?
Okay.
So it's like kind of like an age discrimination sort of, right? But people under 25 are 2 times less likely to be discriminated against.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the age, it brings me to something. I remember one day I was in the nail shop and I was getting a pedicure done, getting my toes done.
Okay.
And my pedicure tech was not there that day, so they wanted another lady to do my toes.
Okay.
But this lady, she was an elderly lady, and I was just sitting there. I didn't want to be rude, and I was sitting there thinking, like, is she going to do my pedicure the way that the person that normally does them, you know, does, as far as putting the work,
okay,
be able to lift my feet, scrub my feet, and all this extra stuff. She was really elderly.
Okay.
And that was kind of like being biased, you know, in a sense. And
okay,
these are things that, as women, you know, we face when it comes to age. Sometimes when you're young, you're not old enough.
Mm.
And when you're older, you're not young enough. And when you're in between, you need to grow some more, right?
Okay.
So it's accepting people for who they are, you
right,
know,
right,
and not judging people upon their age. We have young women who are very skilled.
Right.
They're very articulate, and they're knowledgeable, right? And
mm-hmm.
they have life experiences.
Yes.
And we have older people the same. But at the end of the day, what we see, and remember, we said when you're discussing DEI, you have to acknowledge things and put topics that we normally do not like to talk about out on the table,
right.
and just face confrontation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here is the confrontational part of it.
Yes.
A lot of times when you're a different age group, the younger people feel like you're too old, you don't understand where I'm coming from.
Right,
and you
right.
have the older person saying, you're just a young whippersnapper, you haven't had enough life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And how can we come together to fix this, right?
Yeah.
I believe that a young person can take their experiences and an older person can do the same. Put them together and it's going to help somebody.
Yeah.
So everybody can eat off of all of our experiences, basically.
And so you basically saying we all, every woman need to be included.
Everybody.
No matter what
included.
The age is.
That's right.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, that's how you get the solution.
Yes.
You got to hear the younger person and you got to hear the older person.
Yes.
Go ahead.
A lot of times, you know, it's
go ahead.
Do,
were you saying something, Dwayne?
I was going to say something, but go ahead, Mandy.
No, go ahead, Dwayne. Mm-hmm.
No, I was going to say the one thing about in the workplace, not only in the workplace, but you could say in the workplace, well, society has always been biased towards older women versus younger women. But what I was going to say was older women, and men too, older women are set in their ways. And it's hard to diversify an older woman because she's set in her ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it is what it is, whereas a woman, she can be a younger woman, she can be taught, she can be trained to be more diverse, because yet she is not set in her ways, but an older woman is always going to be set in her ways, and it's hard to diversify them.
And with that, the way I my opinion with that is know your role, right? So if you're an older woman that is set in your ways, then you should be able to have the ability or given the opportunity being included to teach the young,
right?
Because the young is teachable.
Exactly.
So that's how we can all come together and be included. But we find ourselves pulling separate ways a lot of the time because it brings confrontation.
Yeah. Anthony, you're online. Well, don't you jump this conversation, sir. We'll get
this conversation is a little pretty kind of deep, you know, as far as y'all the diversity in it. I can touch on some of the grounds where, you know, where we're speaking about an older woman and a younger woman, and or even just older. Let me put it this way. You know, society grows up women faster than they grow up men. You know, we the women are considered grown at, what, 18? Well, we consider grown at 21. So, you know, and that's a society thing. Why is that? You know, to say... Why is it that they think the women are more faster with intelligence than men?
Right. I agree. Yeah. For that, now, it's just my opinion, okay? So I feel that women, we have responsibility at young ages, right? We start out young. For example, parent giving us chores. The boys may have chores. A lot of times the boys like to go outside and play.
Right.
But when it comes to, like, even as kids playing house, you're playing with Barbie and Ken, right? You're already creating the narrative of a family in your mind as a child. So a young girl, when she's playing with Barbie and Ken, she's thinking marriage now. She's thinking marriage while the young boy is outside playing football. He's not thinking about marriage. He's not thinking about a family life. He's thinking about basically what he enjoyed doing, which is playing football, sports, or something of that nature. Young women, we're groomed. We're already groomed from children, from the toys that we played with, from the games that we played and things of that nature. So our minds are already there. So you're 15 years old, you have your first crush, and you're already thinking about marriage.
Go right ahead.
I was going to piggyback on that. Also, when it comes to a woman, biologically, a woman matures much quicker than a man. I can only imagine if a man had to start menstrual cycling at 12 or something like that. When a woman begins her cycle and everything like that, that will grow a woman up, where a man doesn't experience that at that age. That brings about a maturity, a responsibility that every month you have to, you know, you have to prepare for what's coming down the pike every month, where a man doesn't have to do that at such an early age. So biologically, I think a woman matures much faster than a man.
Yes.
And that's so true, biologically speaking. That's true. A woman, she has to learn to be disciplined. She has to learn to be clean in certain areas, you know, where boys, they don't have that responsibility, you know. So we learn, you know, responsibility at an early age, you know. The mom is teaching you the do's and the don'ts, you know. Also teaching you how to, most women, and I'm talking about years back, now you have to watch out for boys and girls, right? But I'm speaking of girls, years back, at a tender age, you're teaching your daughter to be responsible when she's around someone of the opposite sex. So there's a certain, I don't want to say weight, but in a sense, there is a certain weight that a young girl has to carry.
Right, right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about DEI and how it relates to women. That's the conversation on tonight. And we have a woman around the table. If you want to join this conversation, you can hit option one. We see you on the phone line listening. We know you're on the network listening. If you want to get into the conversation, you're welcome to join the conversation, because at the end of the day, diversity, equity, and inclusion, all it is us having a conversation,
right,
and trying to come up with a solution. What is the solution to the whole conversation? How do we really make the decision? How do we see women as equal to us? When you talk about even just in the workplace, when it comes to pay,
yes,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, women in pay, you know, then when other women are making more than other women. I mean, it's a lot of different angles we can come from when we talk about DEI. But DEI is, I mean, you'll hear this conversation is prevalent everywhere now. You're going to hear it in the boardroom. You're going to hear it in the church world. You're going to hear, why? Because it's the way society is going. And it's really us really coming to the table to hear each other's opinion, because we know we are not all equal.
Right.
A man is not, I mean, we started this a few weeks ago. We started out talking about DEI and men of color.
Mm-hmm.
We started the whole conversation out talking about that. How do we see, you know, us as a man in color when it has to deal with diversity, equity, and inclusion? You know, and we had an interesting conversation about that, because, you know, we know equally. I mean, we know equity is not equal. We're not equal as a people.
Mm-mm.
As a black man in the yet to be United States, no, we're not equal. We, you know, and I think I asked the fellows on the panel in their own way, you know, tell me what DDI mean to you as a man in color,
mm-hmm,
you know, and somewhat as it, we understand our experiences, we understand the woman experiences,
right?
You know, it brings it all the way back to the woman, you know, and so when you talk about women today that's in the boardroom making the decisions, who's putting the policies and procedures together? When it comes to just you and your own family as a woman, if you got two or three daughters, oh, y'all coming around the table? You know, because when we grew up, Mandy, Dwayne, and Anthony, when we grew up, we all sat around the table and ate and discussed family issues. But someone had to make the decision to say who did what. Are we still coming to the table? Are we including the daddy made the decision and the mama went alone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's opposite now.
Yeah.
Mama making a decision and the daddy coming along now. you understand what I'm saying? Why? Because there have some bit to discuss. When you agree, Dwayne, you married.
I agree.
You know, I mean, why? It's not so much of the woman being over the men, but, you know, she need to be at the table making the decisions.
Mm-hmm.
She have always did it when it comes to the children, them getting off to school, right? Them, you know, taking their lunch. And so now, you got women, single women. You got women raising kids. You know, for us, for you to be equal, we have to allow you to come to the table and make a decision.
Right, right. It's to me, Iman, it's like experiencing,
mm-hmm,
different compartments from within. Right.
Yes.
Okay. So I know that I know that I'm a mother. I know that, you know, I'm probably I'm in the workforce. But then there's another compartment within me that has the ability to make certain decisions,
mm-hmm,
in leadership roles and things of that nature.
Right.
You know, so it's like exploring all of me and not half or a certain percentage of who I am.
Mm. Great, great. And so, guys, yeah, go right ahead. Dwayne, I mean, Anthony, you can jump into this conversation.
I just said, wow.
Yes,
I'm still right here.
Yeah, it's you know, we want to deal with the we're dealing with this because we want to hear a woman's perspective when it comes to DEI, because a lot of women are sitting in boardrooms today and they are making decisions.
They are, and, mm-hmm, and it's great. I feel that in corporate America, I feel like we have come a long ways, right? One of the things I'm finding out that's not happening is, yes, you're absolutely correct, Eman. Women are in the boardrooms making decisions, but the decisions that are being made, are they being carried out, is questionable, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, you sit there, you make decisions, people are agreeing with you, and then 3 or 4 hours later, you're called into an office with maybe you and another person, you and your director or someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're telling you, well, we decide to go this way because
of
A, B, and C. So the questionable part is, are the decisions that the women are making in the boardroom being carried out to the fullness?
Wow, great question. How do you guys, what do you guys think?
She is absolutely right. We were looking at, they were talking about that on the news program. Look at all the women, the black mayors who are women in America, and how they, I don't want to say miserably have fallen, but their opinion, things that they try to implement is just, it's just not accepted in America today. And a lot of them, they're not even going to run for candidacy the next term. You know, I go back to even our police chief here. Nobody really listened to her. She didn't even have a chance.
Right,
the lady
right.
in Seattle who was the chief of police, she stepped out. The mayor of Atlanta, she's not going to run again. So I agree with what Sister Mandy saying. They'll praise you for winning the election or getting the job. But then 2 months later, or not even a month later, the next day, you're going to go up against men who are going to dismiss what you want to do, what you want to implement.
Right.
And so, how, what is some of the solutions, Anthony? What is some? How do we come to a resolve? Because that's what inclusion is all about. If we diverse enough to invite a Hispanic woman, a Caucasian woman and a black woman to the table. We all sitting at the table and all the chairs are at the same level, you know, but it's like Mandy and Mr. Dwayne is saying, you're not equal because someone is overturning the decision. The decision is not being carried out. If you come up with a great policy and procedure for everyone, and I come in the boardroom and I just don't want to do it because what? You know, I just don't want to do it, you know. How do we come to a resolve? How do we include you and say, okay, you know, and I definitely agree with Mr. Dwayne because we've seen the police chief here in Dallas, Texas. Those of you that listen to us on the network, on We Talk Radio Network, I believe it's very, very important that we have these kind of dialogues and conversations. But why? Because Michael Jackson said in his song earlier, we got to make a change.
Right.
And all diversity EDI is coming together around the board table, making a change, making a decision to make a change. If it be a woman at the helm, if it be a man at the helm.
Yes. And you spoke of solutions.
E-Man.
Go ahead.
E-Man and Mandy, I understand and to the extent of wanting to make a change, but I myself think it's going to be awfully hard to make a change due to the fact that as long as racism is still around,
right.
As long as it continues to carry on, we're going to run into these kind of problems. You know, racism doesn't just all be about color. Racism will be about a woman running for president, and because men don't think women should run the world, we don't vote for her. Racism can be either way. You know, you can be racist on that kind of aspect, or you can be racist on color. But as long as that's involved, it's going to be hard to make that change.
Right.
Go ahead, Mandy.
I want to stay on making a change. I absolutely agree with you. I agree with you, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you, Anthony, because that is true. As long as racism has been around forever. But in order for us to make a change when it comes to the workplace, women are going to have to stick together.
Yes.
Put our biases aside.
Mm-hmm.
Put who's this and who's that, who wears the nicer clothes, and and who's saved, who's not saved. Put it aside. Come together and target. We have one target. equal right in the workplace.
Right,
and
right.
If we all come together and we tackle these issues and we all bumboard the boardroom respectfully, right, because it's your job, and we call a meeting and everybody is on one mind, one accord, the same page, speaking the same language, then the employer will feel like they have to do something because now they're about to lose staff members. Sometimes you have to bag them up to a corner. And but a lot of times it does not happen because a lot of times we fail to come together because we're too busy bickering about the small things that really does not matter.
And it's one thing that we all recognize systemic racism is going to always be. And that's why I always, you hear me say, we live in the yet to be united states. We understand that.
Yeah.
But our voices still need to be heard.
Yes.
We still need to, as a man and a woman, we still need to be out on the front line. We still need to be marching. We need to never go silent. Because if you're going to be diverse enough to have me, I mean, we all seen the tragedy and we all know the story of the Timberview shooting.
Yes.
That happened down here in Dallas, Texas. Those of you, because it's national news. Those of you around the world on the network, you probably read the report. Wonder what would happen if they really would have came together and made a decision. Not looking at it because it was a woman principal or whatever. If someone would have sat down and made the decision after the complaint.
Yes.
You know, and so if you, when we talk about Mansfield, Texas, that's a diverse a community over there.
It is.
That particular school is Hispanic, it's white, it's black, even on the board. But if you have bullying going on, who's making the decision? If you got all these diverse kids in there to make the decision, how do we really protect our kids? How do we really come against bullying?
Yeah.
How do we really, really, and if it be a woman at the helm, just like Mr. Dwayne said, you know, are we giving y'all a fair chance? Are we giving y'all when y'all make a decision? Are we overturning it? Because just like Mr. Dwayne saying about the a police chief, the former police chief, Chief Renee Hill.
Yeah.
She had a lot of great decisions, but every one of them got just about, she got so much backlash here in the city of Dallas. Oh, yeah, I see
it. She came out and publicly spoke about certain things she was going to implement.
Yeah.
And behind closed doors, something different happened.
Yes.
And it often.
You never had a chance.
Never had a chance. So, and this is what DEI is all about. You know, if we stop having the conversations,
right?
If it just be from your home to the workplace, you know, in your little circle, if you stop having the conversation, because it transcends race now,
right?
And because we done got that part, it appeared to be, and you guys can give me what you think about this. I think we have did good on the diversity part. I think we have did good bringing each other together.
Right.
We sit around the table. You know, all the chairs are equal. All the chairs are the same level. But this is where we lose it. We lose it when we start making the decision. We include the opinions. We include, I mean, even when you get in the church world today, when you get in the church world today, who makes the decision if you diverse to bring a woman to preach at your church? But then you stand her down on the floor and you won't even put her in the pulpit. Who makes that decision?
Right.
You know, if you're saying she's equal in the gospel and delivering the word, why put her on the floor? Just somebody, you understand what I'm saying?
Because there's certain doctrines.
Yes.
Yeah.
But in the boardroom.
In the boardroom.
Somebody's making the decision to say, I mean, we understand the religion. We understand doctrine.
Yeah.
But someone's still making the decision to say, oh, okay. You know, if you bring a great woman of God to speak at your church, preachers, because today is Pastor Appreciation Day. Just a little hint to you pastors out there. If you bring a woman in to preach at your church and you diverse, because she is a woman, that's the diversity
That is the diversity.
And she has a great word. God is using her. Why would you belittle her and make a decision to put her on the floor? Give her the same equal opportunity you put a man in the pulpit, put her in the pulpit.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying, fellas?
Well, that sounds well and good, Eldridge, and you're absolutely, I agree with you. But we back to doctrine. You might have a church who for over 100 years has a doctrine that's writing about a woman's place in the church, and it doesn't belong on an altar. and they're not going to divert from that, you know. So
well, that's why we have
the pastor really doesn't have to make a decision. That is in the doctrine of the church that's been there for 100 years.
And so if we flip that and say, because every church is ran like a business. You have to do business in a church, no matter what doctrine you are, religion you are. You still have to govern and do business. And so if you still have to govern and do business, it may be a doctrine. It may be a stronghold. It can be all of that. But if just like Martin King would say it like this here, Martin Luther King would say, if you ain't willing to stand up for something, you'll fall for anything. If you're not going to sit down at the board, I don't care how long your doctrine is, 200, ain't no doctrine no greater than Christ. And I don't care what you implement it, but it takes you sitting down at the table and say, hey, wait a minute. You know, if I'm preaching the same equal gospel that you're preaching, I got the same anointing and the same word you got, you know, treat me as equal. You know, allow me the opportunity, because at that particular moment, because I always just had a problem, even, this is just me, y'all guys. This is just me. I always even had a problem with, I ain't never understood why certain people would just sit in the middle of the you know how they have all the chairs and the pastor sit in the middle. What is that all about? What's equal to that? You understand what I'm saying? That's another whole conversation.
That is another conversation.
But we're talking about the woman today, how it relates to a woman. Go ahead, man.
I like what you said. If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yes.
Right? And what I think about is when we talk about coming around the table, I think about being transparent, being honest and transparent. Because a lot of times it does not get resolved when we come around the table, because outwardly you have people saying one thing, but inwardly they feel some type of way.
Right.
I'm going to give you this position. Mm-hmm. You're a black lady. You walk in the job. You have the qualifications. You're looking good. And you have the white guy, for example, sitting across from you at his desk. And he's like, well, you meet the qualification. You will be good for our company. And he's saying that with his mouth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But inwardly he's feeling like you're not the perfect fit from the way you look on the exterior,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, even when we come around the table,
yes,
people are agreeing with one another, but they feel differently within.
Yes.
And they're not being honest.
Right.
I think if we just honest, if we just be wholeheartedly honest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we put things out on the table, I think that there will be some resolve when it comes to many issues.
Yes, I agree. I definitely agree. And what is the solution to DEI? The solution to DEI is really, you know, allowing everyone's opinion to be heard,
right?
And including us into the decision making.
Yes,
it you have to include us in. If we diverse, we live in this world, and the whole world is diverse,
mm-hmm,
and we all not monolithic people, so we don't all think alike.
Right,
but if we diverse enough to just live in this world, you have to include us. When we talk about neighborhoods, when we just talk about the neighborhoods that we live in,
mm-hmm,
you know, I'm in a nice neighborhood now. Mm-hmm. I'm in a neighborhood where white folk on this side, mm-hmm, Hispanics on this side, blacks on this side. Diverse enough to be in these kind of neighborhoods, but when they do the neighborhood association, who makes the decisions?
Yeah, and who's not afraid to speak up?
And who's not afraid? Exactly.
A lot of times decisions aren't made and people are not hearing certain individuals because certain individuals are not speaking up.
Yes.
They're kind of like in their own head, or they're internalizing things and they're thinking it should be this way,
mm-hmm,
but they're not speaking out on it.
Right.
So when things are done a different way, they feel some type of way, but did you speak up about it?
Yes. And it reminded me of, you know, our pastor, Dwayne Bishop, T.D. Jakes. He wrote a book, and it's called Don't Drop the Mic. Mm-hmm. And if you really read the book and really get into the book, because it's a very good read, I would suggest that you get it and read it. This is kind of what he's really talking about, DEI.
Right.
Through the whole book, you got to be able to speak more than one language,
mm-hmm,
and you can never be silent. Just like this particular conversation. Shout out to Miss Kia Davis. She's the founder and owner of We Talk Radio. She allowed this kind of platform, because you know what Miss Kia said? I'm not going to muffle your mouth. Uh-huh. I'm going to allow you to speak on these kind of conversations. We already know that, you know, with the way we think, a lot of us think, oh, I only want to get into, we'll shy away from these kind of conversations.
Yes.
But if no one is talking about DEI and how it relates to women, some woman around the globe tonight is listening. It's definitely agreeing, and they're going to open up their mouth because they're going to go into the boardroom and say, I need to be part of the decision making.
Right.
You know, I need, you understand, Mr. Dwayne? you know what I'm saying? Why?
I'm listening to you.
Yeah. I mean, and even, I mean, we have our reservations. We as men, we all have our reservations. But if Cardi G. Woodson puts it like this here, the miseducated Negro, see, if your mind don't change, if you so stuck in your way you think in your mind and you not even open up to change, well, you'll always see it that way. This is why you have the Freddie Haynes. This is why you have the Brian Carters. This is why you have the Jamal Bryans and Killer Mike and the T.I. This is why Amanda Seals and the Charlemagne the Gods and all of these people are fighting so we won't keep up with the Bishop T.D. Jakes and the Tyler Perry's. All of these guys, the reason why, even the Oprah Winfrey's, you cannot let your mouth be silent.
Right.
You know, Martin Luther King, he tried to implement it through the Christian way. This is why you have Minister Louis Farrakhan. Wonder what would happen if a Minister Louis Farrakhan and a T.D. Jakes really get together and have a conversation.
That would be great.
Why? Mm-hmm. We're not so much on talking about our theology. We could throw our theology away.
Mm-hmm.
We could put this aside right about now. Because this is the problem, just even in the world. We have so many different ways of way we think, but no one wants to sit down at the table like Christ did.
Uh-huh.
Because he was very diverse.
Very confrontational.
Very confrontational.
The word of God, then, listen.
Yes.
Jesus was very confrontational. He said it what it was and how it was, right? And we know we're not Jesus. But let me say this to you. Everybody is not invited into the decision-making department.
Exactly.
But maybe I can be the one to walk in the boardroom and turn on the light switch.
Yes.
Maybe I can be the one to give them something to think about or shed light. Mm-hmm. In certain areas, and they'll and maybe that CEO or that director, maybe they'll go back and ponder on what I said, you know, and maybe it will provoke them to change.
Yes.
So with that being said, we know that everybody is not going to be able to make the decision, but you do have a voice. Do not minimize who you are.
Yes, and never. Bishop Jakes wrote, I think it was on chapter 6 in his book, never ever stop talking.
Right.
Because once you go muffled, once you go silent, if this conversation DEI goes silent, we still never make a change.
Right.
And so we want to have this conversation. We want to, I think we did last week, DEI and the church.
Yes.
It's implemented in the church, and it definitely need to be in the church.
It does.
It's a conversation really need to be had in the church.
It does.
And it's already in corporate America, in our homes. As it relates to women, as it relates to us as men of color, as it relates to men in health, you know, I mean, we have to be able to include everyone.
Everyone should be included.
Everyone should be included. So what's the moral of the story tonight, Mandy?
The moral of the story is, in spite of our differences, our backgrounds, in spite of our life experiences, our socioeconomic status, you know, our age, you know,
right.
We all, everybody have a voice, and everybody's voice should be heard.
And that's why I always want to say there is not a, Mr. Dwayne and Mr. Anthony, that's why I always want to say there is not a right or wrong answer.
Right.
I think we so much trying to have a right answer until we miss the conversation. We miss what we're trying to do because we as little boys, Dwayne you and Anthony, you could attest to this, We always heard, we call it equity now, but we always heard the word equal opportunity. You know, and when we was coming up, let's get equal opportunity. It's just a new and approved word that now is have become equity. Yeah. But we're still saying the same thing because nothing up under the, you agree, Mr. Dwayne? Nothing up under the heavens have changed. It's just the times. Right. And, you know, and so we got to let the woman have a voice. And we men got to have a voice, but we got to come together.
That's have to come together. And a lot of times we're so focused on things. Yes, a lot of times we're so focused on things that are not important, and it's hindering us from coming together, from making a change. One thing I do know is that when we come together and we take a stand and we're unmovable, that's when change will occur, because it affects so much. It's a great impact. It's very impactful.
Yes, yes. Go ahead, Anthony. You were saying something?
No, I was just saying you are so right with what you were just speaking on, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so we all about change. We want to make an awareness. We want to come together. Because, see, Mr. Anthony, you know, his wife is a minister and can deliver the word of God for sure.
Yes, she can.
But if I was a pastor and I invited her, and I'm talking to all you preachers out there, if I was a pastor and I was going to invite a sister, we're talking about how it relates to women, I would definitely, because, you know, I'm going to say this here. This is what, especially in the church world today, you know, we don't even want to get into the music standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to get into that. Why? Because, you know, you look at artists, you look at certain preachers, you know, they can go into a white establishment, a white church. They'll lay out the red carpet. Anthony's wife is a minister.
Yes.
I guarantee you, she go over to Prestonwood here in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
They'll put the red carpet out and walk her up in the pulpit and sit her down.
They will.
You understand what I'm saying? No, let's keep it 100.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And she'll deliver the word. Why? Because it's a whole lot of diverse people up in there.
Yes.
And they'll receive the word because she's a powerful woman of God like that.
Yes.
Why? Because whoever made that decision, as Dwayne was saying, they broke that tradition.
Right.
They broke that bond off.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about if not, you know, let our voices be heard, if we go silent and not have these kind of conversations, we don't win.
Right.
And so the moral of the story and the reason why I somewhat wanted to do DEI for the last few weeks is I want to be part of, as I was talking to the men panel, I'm not talking, I was part of the men panel with the Potter's House.
Mm-hmm.
Not part of the panel, but in the discussion.
Okay.
And just like the pastor said over there at the Potter's House, if you just common people will speak up,
yes,
you got a voice. You got to keep talking. If you get a platform, Dr. Freddie Haynes, been long as I served up under him, and I, you know, still serve him in his organization a whole lot. Our voices got to be heard. And trust me, we're not discriminating. We want it for all colors. I want my Hispanic sisters. I want my Hispanic brothers. I want my Caucasian sisters. Why? Because we Christian people. I love everybody.
Right.
To a certain degree, I do. I ain't going to say I love everybody, you know, because I don't really love everybody. You know, I ain't God. And some people get on my nerves, but still, at the end of the day, you know, if we can love everyone like Christ did,
yes,
being an ambassador of Christ, you know, because love transcends the whole conversation tonight.
Right.
And once again, no matter how we disagree to agree and disagree, or how we see, should they be talking about that on We Talk Radio? Should they be talking about that on CNN, BAC, and BNN, and should they be talking about this conversation in the church?
Yes.
That's one solution I do know.
Okay, so I would like to propose a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if we were to all engage in conversation, how many misunderstandings would be rectified? A lot of times, there's so many misunderstandings because people do not communicate.
Yeah, and that's the because, you know, Mr. Dwayne, this is some of the problems that I have in Christendom today. Some of the problems I have in Christendom today, you know, because my brother's a pastor, and I talk to him about this all the time. I tell him, Christians to me today, they don't get to know people. They don't get to know who they are. They don't establish a relationship before they go in talking about God.
Yeah.
Get to know, that's what you're asking, Mandy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get to know the individual. Establish a relationship.
Yes.
And once you establish a relationship, then you're able to have a conversation. Why? Because that person understand you better.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're saying. If I start talking to you about anything, I don't really know you. I don't really know what you're talking about. But now if I get to know you a little bit, if I get to hear you a little bit, hear your perspective,
right,
hear how you think,
Now we're having a conversation. I know a little bit of something about you. Like Mr. Dwayne, I've been around Mr. Dwayne for 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been around Mr. Anthony all my life, you know. But, you know, as we learn, we understand each other.
Right.
The next person may not understand them.
And that's true.
I've been around you for 2 years, and I'm getting to understand you more. Why? Because of the relationship.
Yes.
Get to know the individual, and then once we get to know, we can sit down at the table and bring our differences together. Why? Because now we understand each other.
Yeah, and you just said it, because a lot of times I don't understand the person. You just see them. You know? That's where the misunderstanding comes in at. Because you didn't make the connection, so now you're judging them on what you who you think they are,
mm-hmm.
or how you think they are. Or for example, you see somebody from afar and you're watching them engage. You may feel like they're too arrogant for you,
right.
But that may be the way they have to maintain their business. In a personal relationship, they're probably totally different.
Right.
Unless you connect with that person, you won't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where the misconception and understanding comes in.
Yes. Well, guys. This is a great conversation to have. We just wanted to have the dialogue. And so, Dwayne, we got 11 more minutes. And Anthony, we got 11 more minutes. I'm going to kind of end the conversation. And you guys, just in your own opinion, we talked about men in color, DEI, men in color. We talked about DEI in the church, and we're finishing up with DEI in the woman. Just to wrap up in your own words, what do you think DEI, how can we improve just in the overall conversation of DEI if we're to make a change real quickly?
From me, my perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
I'm going to bring it back to my faith. I'm going to bring it back to prayer.
Okay.
Because you know, it's difficult to legislate. It's difficult to mm-hmm. change a man's mind before you change his heart. It's like what Sister Mandy was talking about, when you go and ask for a when you go before somebody and they, you know, for a job or whatever. He might hire you based on quotas. He might hire you based on he's forced by the government or by powers of who be to hire you, a black woman, in the workplace. But really, he doesn't really respect you. He really doesn't really care for you. But I find when you change a man's heart,
mm-hmm.
he'll open up even more to diversity
yes.
than trying to force him into a situation
okay.
that he really doesn't want to be forced into. You know, diversity, equity, and inclusion, these are buzzwords that's now coming around more and more. But this is something that's being forced by the United States, not even the United States government, by society being forced on people that really, to be truthful, they really don't want to be forced into certain situations. But they go along with it because they have to go along with it. But if you really check their heart is not with it. No.
Mm-mm. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. And when we go around to Anthony and Mandy, but I wanted to do a little exercise. I want to ask you a question when it comes to women. Sister Mandy or Anthony or Ema, if I say when it was to diversity, if I came out, I'm gonna put out two questions to you, and I'm gonna ask you to put diversity. What would you put diversity under? This is where I'm going. If I said to you, "Black women's life matter," and I put to you, "All women's life matter," which one would you put diversity under? Which column would you put diversity
under? For me, Mr. Dwayne, I would put, you said black women, you said all women, right? And it's one column.
I said black women, put it on a column, black women's life matter.
Mm-hmm.
And then the never column would be all women's life matter.
Well, that's real self-explanatory. That's real self-explanatory, Miss Dwayne.
Yeah, so that would be the right.
I'm just wanting to hear your opinion. You said it. Simple. I just want to hear.
Well, in my opinion, if I'm just black and white, it would be race and gender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be my answer too. Race and gender.
Wait a minute. I'm you lost me.
Oh,
because
okay.
You really didn't ask the question. I just, which was simple.
You're throwing the question. You're asking a generic question, and so I'll answer it like this here. What we don't want to do is on the E-Man After
okay,
Show. We don't want to play the mind of the people.
Right,
let me answer you
what
this
I
way,
just
Mr.
Said,
Wayne.
Because that was just an opinion,
okay.
One of my opinions, and I was doing a little exercise, but I forgot.
Okay.
It's your show. Your show has, you know, is based on different opinions and things. So no problem. No problem.
Yeah, yeah. And so if you
won't even ask that.
Well, no. Listen to me, Mr. Dwayne. If you're going to ask questions like that, we'll answer it like this here.
Because we were trying to figure out diversity, solutions.
Mm-hmm.
In the question that you asked,
I didn't get where it was becoming a solution. You asked a generic question, which pertains to agenda.
That would go to my next.
What's your next
where
question?
Where I was going with that. But no. We're fine. I got you. We're good.
Well, thank you, Mr. Dwayne, for your question. But I am going to answer that though.
You don't have to.
Okay.
Well. You know, we understand, and this is what we want to try to make sure we do. You know, and this is why everyone's opinion do matter. But one of the things, you know, we want to be real, real understanding when we asking certain questions, because we'll confuse the listeners. We stand with the topic. And so just to answer that question, you know, I say the same thing, gender, race and gender. That's the first thing, because after all lives matter.
Uh-huh.
But I think we only seeing when we talk about black lives matter and women lives matter, all women lives matter. But I think women want to be heard and know that they lives. Everything they're about a woman, they life matter, their opinion matter.
Yes.
That's a very, very, very just self-explanatory question, you know what I'm saying, generic question. So, Mr. Anthony, if you had to sum it up, how would you sum up the question? How would you sum up DEI and how it relates to the woman or DEI just in general? Because we're living in a time where, you know, we can say it's buzzwords we can use, but this is the time we're living in, and we're all revolving. We're living in an age and stage today where these conversations are prevalent, and we got to know how to have decent and not be offended, because we're not offended, you know, for anyone's opinion. But if you asked us a question, we listening to what you're asking, and it have to make sense to us as the host, or make sense to different ones on the show. Why are you asking the question? What's prompting the question? So we won't confuse the question. And so
sure.
My question to you, Mr. Anthony, as a man of color, when you talk about DEI to you, what does that mean to you, and how do we come up with solutions, you know, when we come around the table to make a decision, when we include everybody into the decision?
Well, honestly, E-Man, what would make this conclude up is that just my
mm-hmm.
opinion again.
Yeah.
That and once again, when I speak on this, I don't know who all's listeners are Christians or who all's not.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's totally
right.
To you and the Lord. And
yeah, for
but
sure.
My perspective on it is when you choose to go to a life of a Christian life, you
mm-hmm.
will look at
mm-hmm.
things of that nature a little differently. You know,
mm-hmm.
you may take it things that seems to be racist, you may look at it a little differently and just pray for that person that they would change. So it's all about making a big change, in other words.
That's what DEI is all about.
Christian or not, it's all about making a change.
Right.
Some type of change in your life and your thought process. And things that you believe in and see in and do in. You know, it's all about a change of it.
So, that's very well
said. To sum that up, that's the way I see it in the diversity of this. Is making a change.
Yeah.
You know, we're working at making a change. Like now, we have a woman vice president.
Yeah.
Who would have known that to happen?
Yeah.
So we're working at making a change. You know, and I'm for it. You know, I'm all for a woman running the United States if that need be. You know, I'm all for
especially
a woman.
Especially if she can make a change, huh?
Especially if
her voice can be heard and she can make a change, right?
But, yes, and I'm all for a woman on the pulpit. Mm-hmm. You know that because I've never read in the Bible where women are not supposed to be on the pulpit to preach. I've never found that.
Right.
So. I know it used to bother me. It used to bother me as years because that's where I grew up in the Baptist of it, that women do not get on the pulpit. I grew up that way, but we brought about a change.
Right,
a lot of Baptist
churches
have brought about a change. They're not living in the same 100-year time that they lived in. So it's all about a change, Brother E-Man and Brother and Sister Mandy. It's all about change.
Right. Absolutely agree.
Well, we absolutely agree. We absolutely agree to everyone's opinion because we don't deem down anyone's opinion. And so, you know, because this is really what DEI is all about. If you follow me, I played the song by Michael Jackson and Making a Change.
Yes.
And if you really listen to the lyrics of the song, it's DEI. It's just in a song. you know what I'm saying? He's talking about all races coming together, all of us making decisions to come together. And even Martin Luther King said, and even Scripture teaches us, it's the renewing of our mind.
That's right.
If we don't renew our mind, because I think Scripture teaches us that it is in the mind that we serve the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We serve the Lord with our mind. And if we don't renew our mind to new mindsets, to new open ideas, to new creativity, to new things, I understand. You know, we've been taught a lot, and we grew up in a lot of different and like I say, we're not all monolithic people, so we don't all think alike. But we grew up and we have been taught a lot.
Yeah.
And so with those minds, Mandy, the way. And you view yourself as a woman, where I view myself as a man, as a black man, as a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, we still all want to come together and be equal in some type of way. And so how do we do that? We have it through conversation, and we come to the table, and we sit around, and we try to come up with a solution and make it a change. And so, Mandy, as we get ready to go off the show, I'm going to give you the last word. Oh, you don't want the last words now?
No. I have certainly enjoyed this conversation.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mr. DeWayne and Anthony, for being a part. We do have to make a change. And I do want to say this because I know Anthony, you know, he stated, he talked about faith and what you believe, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
that's all a part of it as well.
Yeah.
It's a part. The faith part is I position myself, I strengthen myself in prayer, and then after I strengthen myself in prayer, the Lord gives me the ability to go out and speak concerning the changes that need to be made. So it's all a part. It's all a part. Not to exclude, because faith takes you places, right? What you believe in will drive you to those things, you know? So we certainly understand here, and we do believe that there's a lot of times we have to make major decisions here, and the first thing we do is pray about it. And after we pray about it, we operate and move accordingly.
Yes, and so to that listener out on We Talk Radio tonight, as you've been listening to the conversation, because we have all the religions probably listening to the conversation. We have some Muslims probably listening. We have some Jehovah Witness. We have some Baptists. You know, I don't deem down any one religion. It's whatever you believe is what you believe. But me being a Christian, you know, I believe in the Christian way. And
Jesus.
And so as I believe in that, and these fellows around the domino table, they believe that way too. We're not attacking your religion. We're not trying to even make it be about, but we do need to make change.
That's right.
And at the end of the day, I think we was all believers before we was anything.
Mm.
And so what is the biggest solution? All of us believe in something, hopefully, but we believe in the Creator. Mm-hmm. Because before we was a Baptist, we was a believer.
Right.
Before we was a Methodist, we was a believer. Because that's really what Scripture teaches. We're all big believers, and we all believers. And so one thing I do know, if we can't come together to agree, if we can't come together to make a solution in the decision, we'll go right back to our faith. We'll go back to our religion that our ancestors stood on. You know, because we are the people. That's what we know.
That's our foundation.
That's our foundation at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go back to that. And guess what? We're going to put it on the altar.
Yes.
Because once again, I try not as hard as even as I talk to the founder. I say, well, I don't ever want to feel like I need to win the conversation.
Right.
Because it's not about winning the conversation. It's about having the conversation.
Right.
And being open to everybody's opinion.
That's right.
And so, but I do want to end it all up and land it on the altar.
Yes.
And giving it to God. Because even if we give it to God and we still make the decision to do it a different way.
That's right.
Because then it becomes our decision too. Because we can give it to God and God can tell us to do it a way. Uh-huh. And we make a decision to do it another way.
Right.
You know, but if we can come to the table, if it's in the workplace, if it's in the home, if it's in the church, if it's with your friend or whoever, if we can all come together and agree, we'll see change. That's until right. then, we'll still be having these conversations because they was having them when my uncle and them grew up. And we're going to be having them when our kids grew up.
Yeah.
And my kids going to be having. Why? Because, you know, change. I think it was Frankie Beverly said everything is the same. Don't nothing change. but we're looking for change. We're going to keep on striving. We're going to keep on talking, having these conversations. We're going to keep on thinking. So, fellas, I want to thank you, Mr. Dwayne. I want to thank you for your opinion.
Yes.
I want to thank you for, you know, everything that you share. I want to thank Mr. Anthony. I want to thank Mr. T. Smiley. I want to thank Ms. Kia D. I see you guys on the phone lines. They sit there and they listen to me. I be thinking people going to go to bed, Mandy. But they'll sit there and listen. Why? Because they want us to have these kind of conversations.
Yes, they do.
And we want you guys to write in. You can write E-Man at the E-Man After Show at We Talk Radio. I'll listen. I'll read your comments, you know. But remember, coming up on October the 30th, we are doing it's called Heels to Move.
It's Heels on the Move to Heal.
Yeah.
And that's Heels, H-E-E-L-S,
mm-hmm.
on the Move to Heal, H-E-A-L, Shoe Fashion Show. It's going to be held on October the 30th of this year, 2021, at 5 p.m. It's a virtual event. For more information, go to heelsonthemovetoheal.org. And, guys, this is a 501c3. So, guys, feel free to donate and to just join forces to make a change.
Yes, we all about making a change. And so we want to thank you guys. We're going to pray out tonight. No matter what decision we have to make, I'm going to pray out tonight. You know, we're going to put it on the altar because I think that's the ultimate solution through everything that we deal. We're living in trying times.
Yes, we are.
You know, we got loved ones that's experienced COVID. We got loved ones that lost from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
We got shootings in school. We got divorce is going on. We got sickness. We're living in some times that we ain't really never seen.
Right.
And none of us have never lived through a pandemic, so none of us have got the right answer for it yet.
That's right.
Why? Because we ain't never really lived in it. And so now we heard Big Mama. We heard about depression. We heard about those kind of days. And so now it's getting to the point to where, you know, after a while, you know. You know, families will be moving in with families. You know, we're trying times.
We're going there.
We're going there. We're living in the last evil days, as they call it. And so, but at the end of the day, if we diverse, if we include everyone, I want to include everybody into the prayer tonight. I'm diverse enough to invite everybody to the E-Man After Show. I want to pray for the nations. Pray for my brothers and sisters in South Africa, in Haiti, in New Orleans, in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because if we don't give it to God, we, you know, at the end of the day, we'll still be just having conversations. So I pray us tonight that God will help us understand, will open up our mind and kind of let go of some of these doctrines, let go of some of these traditions, let go of some of these old mindsets, and begin to open our mind up and be broad to help make a change.
Right.
And so you fellas agree?
I agree.
Yes, and so we're gonna put it on the altar tonight and give it to God to where when we go into the boardroom tomorrow, when we go you go into your office tomorrow. If you sisters, if you got to make a decision, make it. You know, if you got a decision to make at the house, make it.
Yes.
You know, make a change in whatever you do. Brothers, if you got to make a decision out there, make a change. Business owners, make a change. Whatever you got to do, have a conversation and make a change.
Right.
And so let's pray out. This has been another episode of the E-Man After Show, you know. And so we'll come back next time when we join us. We'll come back. We'll have a different topic. We'll be doing some interviews next week. And listen, I want you guys to check out Groovy Tuesday. Every Tuesday here on the time. If you're in the office and you just like good music, it's hosted by Miss Kia Davis. It's called Groovy Tuesday. It's 4 p.m. You don't get off work at 6. You know, you're trying to wind down while you're in the office. You know, click on We Talk Radio. Listen to the Caveman Radio Show every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. right here on We Talk Radio. Mr. T. Smiley, he hosts that show. It's a great show. It was an awesome show on yesterday. We enjoyed the show. You know, guys, the Cowboys won today. You know, we 4-1. Man, they owe me $50. Yes. And so we want to thank you guys once again for listening. And we'll see you back on next Sunday night. If the Lord say the same, we'll be in another discussion right here on the E-Man After Show. Let's pray out tonight, guys. Spirit of the living God, how we bless you for this day. How we thank you, God, because you God and you God all by yourself. If it had not been for you, Lord, that's been on our side, we all would have been swallowed up. Thank you that you're diverse enough to include all of us. Why? Because you made a decision to send your son as the Savior to save us from this. Because if you would have came to this world, you would have entered into sin and you would have became unperfect. But so, since you didn't come, you are all perfect. You are all knowing. You are the creator of all. You have every answer. You transcend every thought.
Yes.
And Father God, we give every situation to you. And since you made a decision to send your son down here to save us, we accept his salvation. We accept his covering. And Father God, we thank you for every person that's represented on the line tonight. We thank you for every man. Thank you for just the conversation for the last 3 weeks of DEI. Hopefully we said something that would enlighten someone, to encourage someone, to uplift, to empower, to broaden somebody's mind where they'll walk away thinking, what can I do to make a change?
Yes.
If it be through the word of DEI, if it be through the word of, I mean, it just through a message, it is all DEI. No matter what, you got to have you got to be able to be diverse. Even in your speaking, if you're preaching, even in your speaking, because I pray for all the nations.
Yes.
I pray for South Africa. I pray for Italy. I pray for China. I pray for the United Kingdom. I pray for America. I pray for Texas. Why? Because we all diverse. But God, you included every one of us. And Father God, I pray tonight for every business. I pray for We Talk Radio. I lift up every woman under the sound of my voice that has been listening. If you're Hispanic, if you're Caucasian, if you're African-American, I pray that you be blessed. I pray that the living God will bless you real good this week. I pray that you walk in understanding who the Creator is. And Father God, we'll always give you the honor and the praise because at the end of the day, it's all about you. And, Lord, we'll never allow our mouths to go silent. We'll never allow our mouths to be muffled. We're going to keep on fighting for human justice. We're going to keep on fighting for human rights. We're going to keep on fighting for the injustice that we see, if it be on a platform, if it be in a pulpit, if it be in a creek. We don't never want to keep our mouths silent. We got to keep talking some type of way until we make a change. Until that change comes, God be with us, strengthen us, and keep us. And, Lord, until we meet again, may the Lord God bless you real good. Thank you for listening to We Talk Radio, and we'll see you on the other side. Be blessed, everybody, and good night, everybody.
Good night.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.
You're tuned into We Talk.